Beautiful Music. Mariana Martinez was a musical prodigy. She wrote many beautiful pieces of music. Martinez lived at a time when women did not have as many opportunities as men. Most women did not go to school or have important jobs. Martinez was different. Her life was filled with music, talent, and great opportunities. Ana Catarina von Martinez was born in Vienna, Austria, on May 4, 1744. She had four brothers and one sister. Her grandfather was a Spanish soldier. Later, he moved to Naples, Italy. Mariana's father, Nicolo, grew up in Italy. He was a soldier, too. Later, Nicolo got an important job. He worked for the Pope. He was the Pope's representative in Vienna. Even though her name was Ana Catarina, the young woman liked to be called Mariana instead. The Martinez family lived in a grand apartment in a big building in Vienna. A princess lived on the first floor. The Martinez family lived on the third floor. So did a music teacher named Nicola Porpora. Up in the attic lived a poor music student named Franz Joseph Haydn. The building was full of music. When Mariana's father was growing up, he became friends with a young man named Pietro Trapassi. Trapassi wrote poems under the name Metastasio. Martinez and Metastasio stayed friends all their lives. Later, Metastasio would live with the Martinez family in Vienna. His friendship changed Mariana's life. Metastasio was one of the most famous poets in the Austrian Empire. Learning to sing and play. Metastasio wanted the Martinez children to do well in life. He helped Mariana's brother get a good job. In addition, Metastasio knew that Mariana had great musical talent. He put himself in charge of her education. Metastasio arranged for Mariana to take music lessons when she was very young. Her first teacher was Joseph Haydn, the musician who lived upstairs. Haydn gave Mariana keyboard lessons from the age of 7 until she was 10. When Mariana was 10, she began studying with Nicola Porpora. He also lived in the same building as the Martinez family. Porpora taught Mariana how to sing. Their friend, Haydn, played the harpsichord for her singing lessons. Nicola Porpora was a popular composer between 1708 and 1747, and wrote more than 60 operas in the elegant Italian style. Mariana liked to write music. Her teachers decided she should learn more about the art of writing music. They sent her for lessons with several important composers in Vienna. Martinez at court. Martinez became well known at the royal court in Vienna. She performed there many times when she was a little girl. Martinez also wrote the music for three Catholic masses. She did all this before she was 17 years old. The Austrian Empress, Maria Theresa, enjoyed music very much. She became friends with Martinez. Martinez performed for the Empress many times. Fame in Europe. Metastasio continued to help Martinez. He sent her music to people all over Europe. These teachers and musicians liked what they heard when her music was played. They spread the word. Mariana Martinez was very talented. One of the composers Metastasio sent Martinez's music to was Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart's teacher. At that time, musicians often traveled to other countries to perform. And even though Martinez was now famous in other countries, she never left Vienna. In 1773, Martinez won a great honor. She was elected to the Accademia Filarmonica in Bologna, Italy. The Accademia was filled with famous musicians. Martinez was the first woman admitted to this important academy. She wrote a motet for the Accademia. However, for some unknown reason, it was never performed there. Even though Martinez never left Vienna, other musicians traveled there. Vienna was the center of music in Europe. Many people saw Martinez perform. They were stunned by her talent. One critic wrote, "Her performance indeed surpassed all that I had been made to expect." Martinez had many musician friends. She often performed with Mozart. Working for herself. At that time, almost all musicians had patrons. These patrons supported the musicians. Many musicians also worked for royal courts, or they had jobs in churches. Not Martinez. Martinez was never paid for her work. She did not work for anyone. She just made music. A busy life. Martinez wrote many different kinds of music. Much of her music included the words of her friend Metastasio. She also hosted concerts in salons. People all over Vienna came to hear Martinez and her friends perform. Soon she started a school to teach young women how to sing. Martinez remained close to Metastasio. She and her sister took care of him when he became sick. Metastasio died in 1782. He left all his poetry, music, and money to Martinez and her sister. Metastasio also left Martinez his harpsichord. The money meant that Martinez could continue to write and perform without worrying about paying her bills. And the money she received helped pay for the music school she started for girls. Mariana Martinez never married or had children. She died in Vienna on December 13, 1812. She was 68 years old. For many years, people forgot Martinez's music. Then, in the 1990s, she became known and popular again as music publishers began looking for music written by female composers. Today, we can enjoy the work of this talented woman from another time, thanks to interest in women's history in the arts and music.